The third step is oratio, pray. This passage especially, I think, evokes, first of all, a prayer of sorrow. You know, so if there are times that we have not been loving, to tell God that and to ask for his forgiveness, to ask for his help. And it also, I think, evokes a prayer of gratitude for love, for knowing that we have a Father that loves us like this, for knowing that God the Father is not some distorted image that we have, but truly is a loving, patient, kind Father who believes in you, hopes in you, endures with you, and will not fail you. How wonderful is that? Take some time now and express your prayer to God. It could be very simple. It could be spontaneous. It could be journaled. It could be a petition to grow in love. It could be asking him to experience his love like this. Whatever your prayer is, whatever your heart desires right now, spend some time asking him for that.